Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is comedian Organic OK. Today's show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. We must understand there's so many components to our greatness, and our greatness is not just based on compartments of information that we store. It's also, you know, the actual space that we actually design that holds the spaces, right? So you say, yes, it holds the information that goes inside of it, right? But do you think in some form the things that hold it together have not been affected on some form of what our ideas is to build those spaces where the ideas can actually go? So what parts that we actually locking in a place that holds something in and on the inside or where our mind is seeing these things come to, where is our mind actually at the time that we put them into departments? Because our experiences in life can take pictures of where it's going, even though it's already have, you know, internal information that's being stored. So we have to look at that as our mind, as our, you know, our senses, because we are, in a sense, we have been modified. You know, we are edited versions of our journeys, you know, directing. And we have certain things that we obtain through the actual parts that we actually have been, you know, tasked to do, tasked to, you know, put on, you know, highlighted journey as we proceed in have adventurous platforms of lifestyles at moments. Sometimes people don't look at their lifestyle necessarily being that of importance, but on a bigger scale, it's more to it than that, right? So it's something. So if we want to look, if you have maybe, let's say this, if you had somebody that took something that was considered to be maybe seasoning, some seasoning, and you placed that seasoning in a cabinet or wherever you put it. Some people don't put stuff in the cabinets. Some people put it on a, you know, these different types of shelves, you know, that consider a moving cabinet that's not in a traditional factor, right? So you got modified things that people place things, you know, people place things in all types of places. But anyway, where that's actually placed, depending on what kind of seasoning. If you're living this, listen, you're living in your life where you are placed somewhere and you are around isolated situations where you're not actually being utilized. So someone that don't use seasoning, someone don't use herbs, someone don't like to cook, or someone, you know, waiting for someone that do cook come along, that seasoning and that moment of connection is just, you know, in a sense, just drifting. And that's what your life is. Your life is always seemed to be waiting for you to bring out moments and trying to prepare you or trying to, you know, give you, you know, these magical places at different capacity of your experience, you are enhancing these things. So to move on, the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Okay? So if you look at one person's greatness, may not be the exact same greatness for the next based on the individual that's pushing through the journey, recovery from, you know, very intense life elements that's pushing them like a workout. They're very emotionally sore and, you know, these things. As we go through the show, what is the show is based about? Is it based on taking questions? Is it based on just, you know, making these opinions about, you know, hypothetical and but this platform is more based on a lot of different things, right? So this show is more of a, you know, it's a organic show. So the organic show, it's framed, you know, in two different setups. I'm not going to tell you it's based off one thing or based off the other. It's based off what is needed and what is coming to the organic platform at that given moment, okay? So it may be a while or it may be very fast that what is being enhanced in that space. So if I say, is this, then it's based on just that platform, based on, but this show, who's going to be on the show? The show is not set up more for you to know who's going to be on here today. We got this person on here today. We got that person on it. If they're on here, they're on here. If they're not on here, they're not on here. It's that I'm not going to be like, oh, we're announcing this person can go on here events. This person, no. Whenever they show up, they show up. They don't show up, they don't show up. If you don't hear nobody on the show, they're not on the show. And it's moment to moment, minute to minute, second to second, you know, it's that type of setting. Within my platform, because this operated shows are set up for different platforms. So today is called Satisfying the Greatest Within You, and that's on Saturdays. It's 6 o'clock p.m. and sometimes we've been having technical setup issues, and we've had things. So it's going to be some modified shows. There's going to be some things that's going to be updated. You're going to get shows that you didn't get that they're going to be released some point in time. So you can hear some other episodes that you weren't able to get. And these shows are going to become available. And then also you're going to get information some point in time on different layouts that is going to enhance, you know, the knowledge that you have. And this is the thing too. The show is not set for, you know, a kind of cross contamination, you know, where I will say, to give people that have all of what they need just more trash to really just throw on people and not help people that don't have none of this. And it's not my job to just say, well, who are you to say what a person should get or what a person shouldn't get because they have it. It doesn't necessarily work that way. Just as an infrastructure of a bias, you know, entity where, as I see it, as I, you know, the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And if you're not satisfying the greatness within you, and you are, in a sense, compromising the organic because you got cross-contamination, that is right there compromising. So you're giving me cross-contamination, I can't be great because I'm already contaminated. I'm sharing it with others, and it's destroying, you know, what I could be because of you saying, oh, well, don't worry about it, you know, whatever I give you, take it, you know, and that's not the case. Like, if you give me something that's going to destroy me, then the gift that you give me needs to be, you know, directed for a apartment to clean it. Because maybe if it's cleaned, it could be helpful to me. It could be something I really need. So once we go about that, and that's what I'm saying, you can't give me infrastructure of what I'm used to seeing in society, and then you try to mold it in a very narrow perspective that's, you know, very infrastructurally biased, and it's a lot of propaganda behind that infrastructure, then you can't tell me these things. Society have tried to mold me to feel that something is wrong because a particular setting of people have pushed so hard that made things more, like I said, it's a gas, you know, it's something that is polluted, it's traveled. You know, if you throw poison in the air enough and it gets airborne, it's contaminating more than just the spaces that it's in. And then also it causes contaminate others as we deal with, say, the infrastructure of a rose bush and how it have fungus growing on it. If that fungus and all that stuff dies, it's cross-contaminated. That rose bush is cross-contaminated. So now you start seeing the leaves, and you start seeing not just the petals and things on it. It's just, and you try to clean it, you have to take all that out of it. You see what I'm saying? You take this and that part off of it, and you got to take there, and then the new part, you got to cut this out, you got to cut this out, you got to get this. And then you can, it's ways to go about it. It's ways that they spray it. But then the other parts, you can't leave the cross-contaminated parts there because it destroys other parts, right? So if we're talking about cleaning something, and if it's a delicate space of what something is, if we're talking about people, if we're talking about the delicate space of what something is, you got to look at other parties that's involved. You can't just look at, well, this is the pair, this is the top, and just the top, this the top, and it represents the whole top, you know, and necessarily that because just as, listen, check this out. Just as shark have multiple teeth that lay, it's laying down. Like shark, you open it, up, they already have. When the one tooth fall out, you know, another one just pop up because it's already there. It's already in the cuts. So what you're telling me is if the infrastructure of what we call, you know, the problem, if it's just that, then it's already contaminated from other levels of what's going on. So if that's the thing, if we're living in society that our happiness is all created by, you know, a sense of, you know, of illusion, then we can't carry on this as almost as we're allowing life to take care of death, and it's a component of where that's going to go, where death is going to always need someone to, especially the physical form, we're going to always need someone to take care of that part. You know, it's you know, part of the process until they figure out another way that this can be done. But anyway, as time move along, let's see what time we have here. It's 6:13 p.m. It's Comedian Organic OK. The show day is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And so often, I think one of the things that I've been asked this several times, I've been asked from people, as this, you know, I tell them I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm a stand-up comedian. I fill in multiple, you know, tasks at hand based on, you know, availability, and, you know, it's so I have people all trying to, you know, just pick my brain. And to me, if it's based off of just being free, then as we go to school and different, you know, levels of school, you know, people pay for. And not just different levels, just different, you know, set up platforms of school, people pay for in general. You pay for, you know, different marketing tasks and marketing platforms and advertising platforms and different, you know, conference that teach you how to finance and run business and courses and training platforms. So these are the things that I see is so many people that have these skills, and as you talk to them, as I talk to them, and I had opportunity to talk to, I'm not gonna give you a number, Zach number, but I've had you know, a lot of share of talking to these people. And as I see, I talk to them, they're quite often, as I see what they're doing, they're paying the rope-a-dope. That means that they're sharing what you actually know and just giving you a flag to flag you down to actually unleash. It's like they just want you to sponsor free information, and then the information they learned in courses, all that is just, in a sense, that is just customers to their ideas. And so there's so many people that's doing things like this. They, the information they learned wasn't the information that picked them over the top. And as you set a fine and grain within you, to what degree, to what people's, you know, shortcomings are you exploiting that? What part of that is organic? As they confessing and being honest with you, you don't want to deal with them, but you're using them. So what level of a human being, all this is human being emotions, opinions, and feelings. So you have already, right there, you've already compromised the integrity of sharing and caring right now. So many people right now are finding ways to enjoy each other's company. And there's people that before this epidemic was going on, there's some people that was already in this kind of setup. And when people collectively can communicate and have someone that have a upper, you know, so they get a breath of fresh air, or someone can identify with them that not necessarily in the same boat, but could actually, you know, accommodate them and give them some inspiration to reignite their actual understanding, you know. And some people, human beings of habit, learning abilities, and different things that we can learn, it's things that we've been programmed to believe and feel that they are the only option that we have. You know, just like say if you had some food, right, and somebody gave you something you never had before in your life, based on your appetite, based on your curiosity and your ability to be open, you may create something, cuisine, that's so great. People say, wow, have you ever ate this kind of food before? This is so great. This is this and this. And you're not knowing where they're coming from, but your passion, the level of caring, the level of appetite in vulnerability is so intense. You're like, huh? I was just hungry. And this is something I never ate before. Someone gave it to me. And I didn't know. I just came on something. Someone started telling you, started trying to dictate your craft and saying, well, this is this culture. This is this. But the ability, if you had the information of all the other things, you probably would make those things too. So you're making this food, and it's like, wow, it's the best I ever had. You sure you know about this? You know about this? And that's, think about it. If someone's cooking, if someone is doing something, how can somebody tell you it's just this person, if this human being nature to do things? How can somebody say they own everything when it's a universal, you know, relationship that all these things in a natural order falls in that order? It may not fall at the same time, but it falls in that place. So you have so many things that people are trying to, you know, give the short end of the stick. Sometimes you see the short end of the stick because it's so much deeply rooted. So you see the short end because the deeper end is deeper importance. So sometimes people think they're giving you the short end of something, and really they gave you the top of something. You can pull the greatness of strength out of the deepness that's attached to a more important in depth. Well, this is Comedian Organic OK. The show is called Certifying the Greatness Within You. We're at 6:19 p.m. This is Saturday, September 19th. For those wanting to have some kind of, you know, Mark, what day was this when I heard this? You know, who to say when you hear it? What's going on in your life? What is the actual process? What this life is presenting? Is this information? Is it part of, if I'm a master chef and providing that something that is colliding into the greatness of your inventory and is stirring up if this really lift what's going on with you. My thing is, information, you know, people are trying to get you on eggshells based on, you know, because it teaches you so many different things into how people, culture operate. But when people are being very, you know, disruptive and degrading, it's not really hard to see the trash in that. You know, trash, it can be trash in a lot of capacity. You got some things that are recyclable in ways that people make, you know, things that really help people. And that is once you turn around the message, because sometimes people say the message, once you listen to the message, you know, it's not necessarily what they're saying, but it's very impactful. And, they, you know, most of the time you find people that are very successful in their field at the end, most of the time, you see things in them that connect. It's bringing to life some messages that you may not necessarily like when it's from other people. But then you see the interest in how they're coming at you and how they change your life. That makes that message seem more intense and more important and more vulnerable to you to actually grab that and connect that. Connect the actual understanding that you're trying to do. And it's that kind of growth that it's an organic way that people try to, you know, plagiarize the intellect organic of life. You know, you're plagiarizing, trying to undermine the natural order of life and saying that you own something. This is mine. This is my culture. And if the natural order of human beings is the main order of the ingredients that's on the first, you know, person is waiting, then you can't necessarily say, hey, this person right here deserves this when this person right here desires have already gave them the answer. So now you're already behind because life is going to show them more than what you want to give them as you try to deny them what is, you know, and you find it so often people that's from around and from inside the world. Let's say that around and inside the world, and they have had family members, relatives, people that no one cared about them, and they come on this master plan with a very isolated and a very invested life because the life have seen the message and is invested in them because they are the key. They are the solution to the problem that, you know, make things change. I see this so often as I have the opportunity to see people, hear people, and, you know, on a deeper level, connect with people that I seen, heard. It's more like a social spirit that I have connected with, and as I hear other things and see other things, these things remind me of the persons that is either for me to deal with or in the essence that have woken up more, you know, preparation and seeing things that connect with this and show me paths and show me actual, you know, things that they came to understand on their path at a different point in time and gives me a familiar space where I'm connecting to that and giving them, you know, as their time have been, you know, reduced and maybe, you know, at this point in time of life, it have not been, you know, on their actual life clock. So as the clock gives me, you know, some sounds of, you know, alarm clocks going off saying these are the moments that we need to look at. These are the places where we need to identify with, you know, and, you know, it looks like you see so many different things in history that it show you, right? It show you things that you said, wow, that was so devastating. Then you go that same place and it seems like there's someone's life involved at that moment. You feel so connected, and as you looked at the tragedy, it looks so opposite of what you're dealing with right there. But for the person or for the people or for the whole overall, it was a experience that just splattered a meal that destroyed an appetite, you know. And, you know, it's so many things that we can't just, you know, just skip over like it didn't exist. You know, I hear people try to undermine the sincerity of somebody that coming from a good place, and then because the cultural infrastructure is in place, they try to use that. That to me, if people, so many people are thinking for their own self, they are saying that I've been taught and been, you know, but when they use the restroom, it's a natural thing that they're doing, and they're feeling that experience, they're feeling this connection, constipation, whatever, they're feeling that. And they ask others, you know, it's a natural order to all these things that people try to segregate and try to isolate. And so when you have a group of people raised a certain way, doesn't mean that those group of people, you know, own the airwaves of what a life is. You know, it's a natural space to how we see things. As we eat food we never ate before, it's a very deep, committed relationship that others may not even get you got, that they're trying to mine their own entitlement to your experience, where they're saying that you shouldn't have that much connection with the little bit of food you have taste, with the little bit of time that they think that you own, because they said, well, this person been this long, and they spend their whole life, and they still don't get moments that you get that make the moments more connected. So this is comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. We're 27 after the hour. The show is getting ready to wrap up. And that's what I always hear so often. Like, I hear people that just trying to just connect with greater meaning. They trying to understand, what is this culture? What is this, like, this understanding? Like, What have I been given? Because I want to understand this. Like, if this is greatness, why am I, you know, ostracized and treated like this is something that I'm not supposed to have because this is not my culture, and this is not something that I have been accustomed to be, in bloodline with this, but the desire in the bloodline is already been given to you from the wound of, you know, the plasma that is in everybody's blood. People have plasma. That plasma is going across. And you have plasma, that person has plasma in their blood. So we are, is, as they say, free. Then they actually want to take credit for giving the invitation that they don't necessarily remember giving. Because this desire, like they admit it, I need, it's something in you that they already need. So they need you. As much as they try to act like they have been accustomed to seeing, they have not been. You don't know no one that's alive today. Most people. It's always exceptions. Someone said, well, I was born, you know, and I came back, and, you know, people believe in things and things. I've been before, but they can't tell you today, you know, most cases, because you got visionary people. People got, you know, you got indigo kids, you got indigo adults, you got different people that are able to see life in a different way. So, in that, that's, you know, connecting on a different level. But for the average person, they don't have an insight like that. Not the average person. Now, the average person, if they really believe and they connect it, maybe it's accepting to that. But to truly see those things, but this is into that. This is comedian Organic OK. The show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And this show will be on again next Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m. Thank everyone for listening, and take care.